Hi, this is Olivia.
And this is Robin, and you're listening to K-Pop Hot Sheet. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and YouTube at K-Pop Hot Sheet and rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify if you enjoyed the show. So I have to say that it has been a usual minute and not a very long time. It's been about a month since we last recorded, so I think we're making strides to try to come back strong.
I love it. Yeah.
I am a little... Well, I'm actually getting over a cold. I'm so much better. But in case my voice is weird or I cough or there's any strange editing that occurs due to my seasonal sickness here, which is a fair warning, fair shout.
I personally think it sounds great. It sounds a little raspy. It's nice.
I got the Scarlett Johansson voice.
Just got to edit out the coughs, but then they'll never know, right? So.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we just had to come back on this month because there's a lot happening, we feel like, in news and some juicy things and some kind of sad things. And we were just kind of like, hey, like, let's talk about it before, you know, we get busy with life and another 2 months pass by. So I'm glad we are making the time to do this.
Yes, because our girl, Park Bom from 21, I'm sure as people have seen, if you follow her on Instagram and you actually see her posts and the ones that get put up, get taken down, get put up again over the course of...
Oh, it's been years.
Yeah, years at this point. But it's finally come to a head.
Yeah. I think you had shared it with me and I just didn't see it. And then I saw it and I shared it with you. But... She, a couple days ago this month, she posted on Instagram with something that appeared to be a legal complaint against YG, saying that there was embezzlement and fraud and that she wasn't paid a settlement and that they owe her 642.72 trillion won, which is more than $4 trillion, which is insane, saying that's unpaid profits, which is like, girl, like, what? How would you have made that many profit? But whatever. Then fast forward a couple days after that, her current agency, D Nation Entertainment, which is not run by Daesung. We fact checked that because I was like, is it connected to him? But it's not. They responded saying that all settlements related to her time at 21 have been completed. There's no records of a complaint being formally filed in court, so we don't know what it is that she posted, and that she's currently on a hiatus for health reasons, described as being in an emotional, unstable state, and have requested fans and media to refrain from speculating on her posts. And clearly we've seen this, like, happening all these years, right? We've seen, like, the weird selfies with, like, the filters where you basically don't even see her chin and she, like, will make her lips really big, her eyes really big. It's, like, very caricature-like versions of herself. Was it earlier this year, that whole Lee Min-ho thing? Yeah, it was earlier this year. She posted photos of actor Lee Min-ho calling him her husband, then, like, unfollowed everyone except for him, that his agency even had to, like, respond to this, which is insane, and be like, oh, there's, like, nothing happening. There's no dating rumors. And on top of all that, I mean, obviously the whole tour, right? Like, the whole time in the tour, and we sent videos to each other back and forth where we were always like, I just feel so bad for her. Like, when she was performing, she'd be like, walking away from the stage, not really singing, like, in a daze. And then finally this year too, like, they said she's gonna take a pause from any 21 activities. There's a lot to unpack there.
There's so much to unpack, and I feel like the saddest part, and we see this a lot with any celebrity, I mean, there's very close comparison to Britney Spears that we can talk about, but also like Amanda Bynes or any other female celebrity that has probably undergone some sort of trauma or is having some sort of mental health issue. But no one, it's like, not only are the people surrounding them not helping them, but they're probably making it worse in the background that we can't see and taking advantage of them. And then They become this whole laughing stock. Like, everything with her on the tour, like, all the videos, like, it was very jokey. When she posts her selfies it's like this mix of people being really mean and horrible and being like, you should be suing your plastic surgeon, not YG.
Oh.
Other people being like, you're so beautiful, queen. And then like
Yeah.
people in the middle being like, this is concerning.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I wonder which ones she pays attention to more, you know? So it's interesting that you brought up Amanda Bynes. I totally forgot about that. And I'm not as familiar with her story, but with Britney at least, like I do see a lot of similarities and comparisons of like, I think the control that they both lived under, like Britney was under the control of her father, which you could say is almost like the agency, right? And then she, Bone was under the control of YG all her life. Apparently, looking into it, she was treated as like a really fragile member of 21, that she was very emotionally sensitive. She had mental health struggles that weren't well supported, you know, especially back in the day. I'm sure even now they're not as well at do as supporting artists with that, but imagine like 10, 15 years ago, right? She had hinted that she wasn't allowed to speak publicly for years, which is interesting. She's made posts saying that they locked her up, they didn't pay her. Now, like how true that is, right? I don't know if they physically locked her up or if in her mind it was like, you know, just emotionally she was saying things that like felt like they locked her up and that they didn't allow her to like be her true self or like release music or whatever, right? And a lot of that also stemmed from her controversy back in 2014, right? She had this drug controversy where she had brought Adderall into Korea, which is legally prescribed in America and no problem for you to get it here, right? If you need it. But in Korea, it's illegal and she brought it. And I remember from then on, she was almost on like an impending, like perpetual hiatus, right? And then 21 disbanded. So could you imagine, like, you're at the height of like one of the most popular girl groups, you're pretty popular yourself, you're having a great time, you have like the sisters, like they all had a great sisterhood, and then all of a sudden that's just like taken away from you.
Yeah, and you're being like ostracized by Korean society for being like a quote unquote drug addict, essentially, like
Right.
a drug trafficker for all intents and purposes.
Oh my God. She's it was Adderall, like maybe she has like really crazy ADHD. I needed it, you know?
Yeah, it's just so sad. And also, like, this agency D Nation, since we looked into it, I went on their website and she is literally the only artist listed. So, like, it's very strange to me. Like, that is extremely odd that there would be this entire agency with the only artist listed on the website being Park Bom, who has not been active, who has clearly been struggling,
Yeah.
especially in recent years. I just like.
Well, I guess it was set up just for her. Like I haven't looked into this, but I know that, you know, a lot of the Blackpink girls went into their own agencies, and Jisoo, I believe, went to one that her brother, I think, runs for her. And I feel like she's the only one in her agency, but that's I feel like it's different because it's like, okay, like your brother runs it for you and you're keeping the funds in the family, you know what I mean?
And they're all still active.
Yeah. Like I don't know what the purpose. I mean, she still has a persona, right? And she still did things here and there. She had a solo comeback at some point, so she needed an agency to do that with, but nothing was ever really successful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel so bad for her. And honestly, even this whole like reunion, I wonder if that initially, like CL and her company maybe thought that it would have been something good for her. Like, oh, like this nostalgia and like let's, you know, go back to the good old times, you know? But I worry that that maybe brought out even more trauma for her, right? Like fans also wanted to see this like 2010 version, not this woman who's dealing with issues and public trauma, right? And has all this like negative news from her past. And I don't know if that did her any good. Just like with Britney now, you see her like on Instagram, she finally has it and can it's like unfiltered, right? She never had that like voice. but that voice is a bit like too raw for some people. And then you get all these like this weird person that comes out. You're like, what is going on here? And I feel like the same thing is happening with Park Bom.
Yeah, I wonder if the tour had never happened, if this whole 642 trillion won is what YG owes me kind of feeling would have come out of her. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, I don't think so. I think she would have been quiet. Like all these years, she was kind of like forgotten. Like maybe the tour gave her the confidence. Like, ooh, maybe I can sue him.
I'm sure it was like a really big reminder of how huge that group was that she was a part of, that she probably,
yeah.
I'm sure like during that tour, I mean, I'm sure the other girls, well, women were very supportive and respectful and everything towards her. But at the same time, I'm sure she felt like not part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think this is so like tough to think about, but like everyone's just only human, right? And even if they have a lot of love for her and take care of her, and I remember seeing a video of CL and going up to her and being like, hey, how's your condition today? Like, I think there's true love there and like trying to keep them together. But it's really difficult to deal with someone that is not the same person that they were when you first met them and clearly is dealing with a lot of issues. And if you're there, imagine giving it your all, trying to give like this amazing concert to the fans, this reunion, and she's just like off in her own world and you have to like take care of her and like make sure she's like gonna be in the right spot when you're dancing or hit the right note. And then also throughout the whole press, like you rarely saw her with them. You always saw the three girls together. And it's like, where's Bom? Like, is she just in the hotel room, like doing nothing? You know, and the girls are out and about, like living their best lives. Like, why is she not there with them?
Yeah. Oh, well, I hope that whoever the hell is running D Nation is actually giving her the help that she needs and not just saying, like, releasing their little statements being like, oh, she's on a break, or how did they put it, on a hiatus for health reasons.
Yeah,
like, help her please, guys.
I hope so too. I feel so bad for her. But yeah, we'll keep an eye on it, and I hope she's quiet for a little while, and that means that she's getting help.
Yeah.
Well, moving on.
Someone who I never have felt bad for. Who? Minhee Jin, our favorite. I mean,
can we go through an episode of the podcast without mentioning her? No.
No, I think if we looked at percentage-wise, we're probably... that would be interesting to look at, actually.
she's not going away now, right?
No, because according to media reports, she has completed a corporate registration for her new company, which is spelled OOAK. So is that O-Oak? Oak?
Guac?
Oh. Apparently that stands for one of a kind.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
So that was on October 16th, and the business scope includes artist management, album production and distribution, and event planning.
Event planning?
Yeah, she is signaling her intent to resume full-scale creative and production activities.
Okay.
So clearly she is setting this all up in the hopes that New Jeans will be, you know, released from their contract with Adore, and that they can come on over to the dark side with her. But in the New Jeans update, the court had granted Adore's injunction request and upheld, it was upheld in subsequent appeals. So the New Jeans members are currently banned from pursuing independent activities until the final ruling is issued, which I believe the final verdict on that lawsuit is scheduled for October 30th. So it is coming right up. I wouldn't be surprised if it keeps going and going, because I feel like every time it seems like the final decision is being made. Somebody makes an appeal. There's something else that happens. And it just drags on and on. But obviously, Minhee-jin is trying to set things up to have her little agency with her girls.
And you know what? I remember us like mentioning this early on when we started talking about all this. And we were like, is she just trying to like take them along and create a whole new, you know, group and agency with them? And there she is.
Yeah. It'll be interesting because, I mean, I guess it could go one of two ways, right? Either the court rules that they are still under their contract with Hybe/Adore and they just can't pursue anything independent of that. So they stay essentially radio silent, as I think they have been. Or they get released and I'm sure that they will jump right over there and probably try to make this quick and splashy comeback, which I'd be curious to see how that's received by the public after all of this.
I would be too, honestly. I almost like want them to go over there because for the juicy drama behind it, and to then compare and be like, okay, was it truly, because you know the whole thing started from them being like, well, we have this unique concept and everyone's copying us and da 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 da, and now to see, okay, well, now you've been gone for a while, so people have what they have, are you copying them now or are you sticking to your concept, and is going to be doing as well under her versus under Hybe,
right? And also, what's Minhee-jin going to do if they can't come over? Is she going to create another new girl group? Is she going to, like...
I wouldn't put it past her. You think she cares, really, for new jeans? Like, she'd be like, fine, I'll just find, like, a fresh five new girls that are probably even younger at this point because new jeans getting older. And she would just go do her thing, you know?
I know. And on the same day that she registered her new company, the Seoul Western District Court ruled in favor of the government on the case that was filed by men who had contested a fine imposed by the Ministry of Employment and Labor's Seoul Western District office. Essentially, there was that whole employee harassment suit. I feel like the initial allegations and when all of that happened was in August of last year, where an employee of Adora claimed that they were being harassed by an associate of men and alleged that men verbally abused them and attempted to cover up the incident when it was reported to Hybe. So essentially she has lost her legal challenge against that fine for workplace bullying. I think she's trying to... she might be trying to appeal it again. I feel like regardless, she's being fined, but the level of the fine is what is being fought over. She's just
trying to make it like less detrimental.
Yeah, because I think from what I recall reading, there's like the level of fine for like being complicit in workplace bullying, essentially, for lack of a better way to put it, and then another separate fine for not doing the investigation, like not following up on it.
Okay.
And that is, like, the thing that the court is, like, beyond all doubt, like, you did not investigate this incident. Mm-hmm. So it might be more about, like, how involved she was in the incident in the first place or something like that.
I see. She just has, like, court case upon court case upon court case, like.
Yeah, I was saying to Olivia before we started recording, I was like, maybe it happened on the same day because she was like, hey, I'm already at the courthouse. I got my papers. Just drop them off.
Right? She's being efficient. Got to give her that.
Like, she's crazy.
Well, I'm honestly kind of like, part of me is like, oh my God, like, I want her to kind of fail. But part of me also wants to be like, well, I'm curious though. Like, is she that good? Like, can she make it? Make a comeback of the group?
I don't know. I guess only time will tell. I mean, I would be curious, honestly, if she's going to start this new business that's like artist management, album production, event planning, whatever. Like, are all the other players in the industry who probably are like, what the F has this chick been doing this whole time? Like, she was biting the hand that fed her, like, making a mockery of, like, a lot of institutionalized K-pop standards and norms. Like, I don't know how else to say it. Which I'm all for, like, being like, damn the man, I'm gonna do my own thing, I'm an independent woman. But like, the way that she went about all of it, the things that, like, the fight that she was fighting was not the right fight.
Yeah,
There's so
absolutely.
many things wrong in the industry for people to fight for. Like, she just chose weird, wrong battles, in my opinion, which has always been my problem with her.
Yeah. I think she's just a very ambitious woman.
Yeah, I would be shocked if other companies, other, like, you got to work with other people. Is she going to do literally everything, like, soup to nuts, all by herself?
Who knows? But at the same time, I think there are going to be people out there that frankly won't care. And if you got the right price and you have like the right plan and they believe in it, that they will invest in it no matter what happened in the past. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, girlfriend's got to have some legal fees piled up at this point, though, so I don't
Maybe she has a lot of money. I don't know. I'm sure she does.
know.
Well, only time will tell. I mean, we'll be perfect. We'll by our next episode, we should have an answer, right, of what's going on. So we can
Yeah,
follow up.
maybe we'll finally come to the conclusion of this epic story.
Or it could be just the beginning.
Oh my. Speaking of things coming to an end.
Oh my God, that was a good segue.
The
The
show.
show. Rest in peace.
Yeah, so the show is a music show for anyone who doesn't know. It's not like, honestly, I don't feel like it's one of the more popular ones.
No, it's not absolutely, but like you know it.
Yeah. But it's going to air its final episode November 11th after 14 years on the
Oh,
air.
Pepper O'Day.
Oh, I hope they do so. That would be so cute if they did something cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the show, it was always, like, honestly my least favorite music show, but it kind of had its own identity, its own little niche, where the way that it was formatted, the way that like the criteria was to win kind of allowed for a chance for some of these up and coming, like, new groups to gain their first music show win, you know, do performances. There was, like, more interaction with the audience and fans and everything. So it was just it was unique among kind of the bigger shows. So I think there have been a lot of comments online that, like, oh no, what are all the new groups gonna do now? Like, they're not gonna be able to get a music show win.
They're just gonna have to prove themselves until they get to the big boy stage, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know that it was I never really watched any of the shows, not just the show, that much, right? But I did follow like wins and stuff, but I didn't realize that this one was kind of like on the lower totem pole and that a lot of like new groups would just go on there and get their first wins, which kind of would place them on a higher totem pole, and maybe eventually they can go to like Ikigayo and Mnet and stuff like that. I think BTS, someone in the one of the comments said BTS got their like first win there, and like look at them now, right? So what if
Oh.
BTS was never BTS without the show?
Oh.
Oh.
Alternate universe. Yeah, I
But
think I watched it once and I was like, this is not for me. I was clearly always an M Countdown girly, but then also Inkigayo, so.
well, is it okay? Let me ask you this. Is it like the format of the show? Because honestly, I feel like they're all kind of similar, right? Obviously, there's like the MCs talk and then there's music. Or is it the fact that it's all these like lower ranked K-pop groups, so the songs are probably not that great, so it's not as entertaining to watch, you know?
From what I remember, I feel like part of it was, like, for instance, I think the hosts right now are a guy, a man. I don't know how old he is. Somebody from Wavy and then somebody from Gravity. So, like, You just say those words to me, and I'm like, they sound familiar, but like, I don't need to watch them co-host a show together because I don't know who the F they are. We're at least like, with Enkigayo and I'm Countdown, like, they're not gonna be.
You feel more of a pull. Like, you'll know, yeah, they're more famous. So that makes sense. I mean, just for the fact that you said like it was your least favorite show, it's like, well, clearly it was the least favorite show for a lot of people, which is probably why they're canceling it. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. The ratings don't lie sometimes, and
It can't be cheap to put on those shows every week.
yeah, I'm sure.
Like, my
Exactly.
God.
Yeah. If the ratings aren't there, like, who's gonna pay the bills?
Well, now we're gonna check out Le Sserafim's video for spaghetti. I don't know why I'm laughing. Le Sserafim, I was telling Olivia, they are definitely gonna be my top artist of the year on my Spotify Wrapped because I have just gone so incredibly hard on Le Sserafim.
No, they've had some really good songs.
Oh my God, and their albums. That's another thing that I'll say is that their albums, and I mean like album, not like mini album or like EP or whatever you call short little things. They are like, I feel like they are good as albums beginning to end, where it will have some of those. I don't want to say like filler tracks, but like more atmospheric music with the voiceover stuff, and like it'll say stuff in English, and like the one member will speak in Japanese and then Korean, and it like sets up the next song. And I just, I don't know, I've gotten so into it. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
and then, yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say, and then I put on spaghetti the other day, not realizing that it was only a handful of songs and then like 10,000 versions of spaghetti. And I honestly thought Spotify was like
Messing with
messing with me or broken. I was like, did I accidentally hit repeat? Like, what is going
didn't even
on?
realize there were like remixes. You're just like, what?
Well, because I actually thought it was supposed to be an album. I never looked at the track listing though. Like,
But that was what I was gonna bring up. The fact that it's like they just have really two songs, like Spaghetti and then Pearlies. And then the rest are just all these remixes, and people online are feeling like it's like a weird commercial ploy to have so many versions. Which, I mean, yeah, I feel that. Like, it's okay to have remixes, but like your whole album is just two songs and then like five versions. I don't know if it's five of the same song. It's just kind of, I don't know. Feels something to be desired. Like, you get the album, you're excited to listen, and you're like, oh, like, I just get these two songs. Like, okay.
that's how I felt. And you haven't heard the song at all,
Haven't
right?
heard the song, and I'm excited though. People, the positive, right? Because I went through the criticism. The positive people say that they appreciate the boldness of the concept, that it's playful with the food motif, which also marketing wise, we were talking about how they have done, like, I think I sent you a video too where like they like learn how to cook spaghetti and like they've been doing stuff with spaghetti teasers, and now they have like spaghetti sauce on all their past albums. You know, it's kind of like kitschy and cute, but you're kind of upset by it.
Yeah, well, shall we go see if this video is.
And J-Hope's in this too, and I'm excited to hear listen
Yes.
to him. So yeah, let's go take a listen.
This is the sweet spot. Head up the scene is the big shot. Share choice, no, we can keep. Yeah, you lost in the sauce, and no turning back. The chia go your bombs, the ooh, the jaw, on a bean, and the boy, the pin, and gall. Jong, jong, go, you're tanning, you were morning.
You want to go first, or should I go first?
I mean, why don't you go first? Because I had already heard the song.
I feel like it's gonna be one of those that grows on me. I really like the chorus and I love J-Hope's part. Like, I thought he really ate. But in the beginning, I wasn't that drawn into it, to be honest. The music video is fun. I love it that one girl has like spaghetti colored hair, really going with the theme there. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I wasn't feeling it that much. Like, J-Hope's part and the chorus really were like keeping me like, oh, this is fun, but maybe the remixes are better. I don't know. You've heard all the remixes.
As far as I remember, all the remixes kind of sounded the same. I mean, I was so baffled and confused by what was happening. And I feel like I definitely heard the English version, which I think was just a straight up like same song but in English. I don't know. I stopped listening at some point because it was driving me crazy. I think because I had been listening to so much LeSserafim, I was like, my hopes were higher than they would normally
Interesting.
be. It's like the first, it's honestly their first comeback that I actually was a fan for, because it took me a long time to warm up for them, and then I became like immediately obsessed. So I guess this being my first actual, like, I'm a fan and it's the comeback. I was hesitant by it just being called spaghetti to begin with. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's always all these food concepts.
Let me ask you, because I'm seeing here that another criticism with that was that they're usually about being like fearless girl power, and this was more quirky, kitschy, and earworm. And do you feel like that's what's giving you that hesitation, that they're not like that group that you became kind of a fan of, and this isn't like the music that you're expecting out of them?
No, I don't think that's it. Because like oh my God, what's the song? Act Like an Angel, Dress Like
Oh,
Crazy, da
yeah,
da da da. Like,
yeah.
you know, that's kind of the same. Like, it's not the same, but like it that was also a departure from like
Yeah, it was very wow. What's going on here? That was very shocked. Like shock. What am I talking about? Shock factor with that song, I remember.
yeah. So, I mean, I do think that it is catchy and that I will become a fan of it. I do like the line, bad bitch in between your teeth or whatever
Me
it
too. Me
is.
too. That was the thing. I was in the chorus. I'm like, that was the one part that I was like, okay, I like this. I want to be like saying this like while I'm working out.
I did like J-Hope's part too, I will say.
I do feel like that. Why can't we think the title of the song, the Act Like an Angel and Dress Like Crazy? That song, even though it was like a little crazy, I liked it much faster than I think I'm gonna like this song. I think eventually I will like this song, but it just didn't catch me as quickly.
I had to Google that song is literally titled Crazy.
Okay.
All the girls are girling, girling.
All the girls are girly, girly. Yes. Now I'm gonna go listen to that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like the music video maybe helped me like it a little bit more.
Okay.
It's always strange to listen to a song like that
Yeah,
without the
like the
visuals
quirkiness.
sometimes, yeah.
And that's the package. That is the point of K-pop, right? You do want the whole thing. You need to see the visuals and even like the album and everything. Like it just like all comes together and it's nice.
Yeah. I still stand by the fact that they need to remove the spaghetti stain from all the other albums. The time has come, the time has passed. The album's been out. Well, not the album, the two songs and all the remixes have been out. I don't know, Olivia, it bothers me. I can't help it.
It's a marketing thing. What are you gonna do? Someone had a great idea and they went along with
It was a great idea at first.
And then you're like, it should be there for a week and then be gone.
Well, it can be there until the Spaghetti album is out, or, you know, the song's out. Then let me have my normal album covers and my normal albums I've been listening to over and over again.
I love it.
I do think it was fun that they put those on there before announcing even what the title of the song was. So people were like, is that pasta sauce? Is that blood? And it like really did hype people up.
You're right. And I mean, it being October, like, could have been blood, you know, like something horror. So like that is kind of fun. That's really smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's coming to the end of our show. Kind of quick, I guess, but in terms of like the fact of, I guess, the news that we had today. But thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and YouTube at K-Pop Hot Sheet and rate us on Apple Music and Spotify if you enjoyed the show. Turn your notifications on Spotify by clicking the bell if you want to be notified of new episodes when they're uploaded. And just a little teaser, I'm really excited for what's to come in the new year. Because Robin, you'll be going to see twice, and ooh, I can't wait to talk about that in the podcast with you.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. I'm taking a K-pop virgin to a concert, and you know, Twice puts on a show.
Yes.
They don't even know what a light stick is. They're going to find out. It's going to be exciting.
Yep. Yep. So I am so looking forward to that. I cannot wait. We'll be back next month talking about our girl Min Hee Jin. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.